This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Her date of birth is April 12, 1962. Patient's info, Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 63-year-old female comes for ovulation today. She does not smoke or drinks socially. She is allergic to sulfur. Symptoms: she complains of tiredness and sleepiness for last several months. It's getting a little bit better now. She saw her OBGYN physician, Dr. Strobel, S-T-R-O-B-E-L, M-D, a few months ago when she was diagnosed to have hypothyroidism. Initially, she was placed on 150 microgram of levothyroxine. Now she is taking less. She is now on 50 microgram on account of TSH being very low. New paragraph. Recently, she also had a workup which involved CBC and serum iron and ferritin value. Her ferritin was significantly elevated, as well as her iron. In the past, her hemoglobin was also up. That is the reason for this referral. Past medical history: she has history of hypertension and recently diagnosed hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Recently, her ferritin was 659 on 7-9-2025, and her iron was 162. At that time, her hemoglobin was 14.5 and hematocrit was 44.4. However, in February, her hemoglobin was 16.1, hematocrit was 47.9. And she is concerned because there is a family history of possible polycythemia, although she does not know exactly, because her two brothers has to donate the blood frequently. New paragraph. Physical exam: she is 63-year-old, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 171, blood pressure 124/80. Eyes ENT, unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, obese, extremities, no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, hemochromatosis most likely. Diagnosis 2, family history of polycythemia, possibly. Diagnosis 3, hypothyroidism. New paragraph recommendations. I discussed the diagnosis of hemochromatosis with the patient, and we drew the blood to rule out any genetic mutations. Also for polycythemia as well as hemochromatosis, and I also advise her to donate the blood periodically to bring her ferritin down, as well as her, keep her hematocrit within normal range. Thank you. This is a consultation on Charlene Williams. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.